Welcome to Empowered Radio. I am your host, Emma Montgomery, an online nutrition and fitness coach and creator of Shred With Em. Each week, we'll talk all things nutrition, training, and mindset. You'll be able to take my tips and strategies and apply what you learn to see results with both your body and your mind. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Hello, welcome back. So quick reminder before I get into the episode today, not today, this weekend, today's Friday, or you'll be hearing this on Friday. This weekend is the last weekend of the 20% off for Happy, the supplements. So I'll link that in the description, but the code is MOM20 and it's 20% off, everything but subscription. So definitely take advantage of that to stock up. But on to today's episode, and today we're going to talk about things that are absolutely just destroying your progress. When we're talking about like weight loss specifically, these are all things, that are just killing your progress. And a lot of times we don't even realize, that it is. So this isn't, one of those, like I'm trying to beat you up or kick you while you're down. This is hopefully light bulb moments and things like, oh, I never even realized that I was doing that or that was, you know, killing my progress. So these are in no particular order. But the first one I have on here is you think that when you hit a plateau, so if you've lost some weight and then things like you hit a plateau and things are leveling off, you think that it's not working and you respond by dropping your calories way too aggressively, too quickly. So like I said, you know, weight loss is moving and then you come to a halt. Typically plateaus will happen like after, usually I tell people give it 2 weeks of not seeing any kind of, weight movement on the scale, like weight moving down or measurements decreasing before you adjust anything. And even if that's the case, a lot of people will, instead of doing like a 5% reduction, which is usually what will work for most people, a lot of people will pull like a couple hundred calories. And for men, maybe, but for women, unless you are obese, it doesn't need to be that aggressive that quickly. So, or likely ever. That first one, again, you think a plateau means that things are not working and you just get way too aggressive with your with reducing your calories. The second one that I have on here is just underestimating the power of walking, just moving your body, having that step goal. It sounds so simple, but I swear you guys, it is one of the best things I ever did for myself a few years ago was realizing that I needed to track my NEAT, so non-exercise activity thermogenesis, and doing that through your step count. When we diet, I know I've talked about this a lot, but your body will do everything it can to slow down and conserve energy as far as the calories that you're burning and expending because it recognizes fewer calories coming in. So in response, it says, hey, there's less food, less energy coming in. We need to save energy. So we're going to, you know, simple things. We're going to blink slower. We're going to talk slower. Instead of, you know, crouching down to pull weeds, we're going to sit on our butt. So having that step goal just puts the awareness around daily movement and it keeps your NEAT high. That way, you know, even as small as just like 5 to 15 minutes a day, it doesn't have to be like crazy amounts, but of walking, I just recommend having the step goal in general. So there's the awareness and just a reminder on this, because I get this question all the time. 10,000 steps is like the goal, the standard that you see everywhere. That is not going to be feasible for every human. Some of us have jobs where we are chained to a desk all day. And maybe prior to tracking your steps, you see that you know, typically only get 2,000 steps. When you put awareness around it, maybe you're able to get that up to 5,000. 10,000 may not be realistic for your lifestyle. So just put a goal on there so that you're monitoring it, but one that is challenging, but also still feasible. Again, you don't want it to be where you feel like you're having to walk, you know, 50 miles a day to be able to get your step goal in. But again, just having that awareness around the daily movement by having the step goal, because we underestimate the power of walking. This next one I have on here is thinking too much about, like, this is going to sound bad when I say it, the quality of your food. Thinking that every single meal and snack and everything that goes in your mouth has to be completely clean. The ingredients have to be spot on, perfect, organic, all of the things. And I see these people online, because I'll have people that comment on my stuff and, like, you know, you don't shop organic. Not everything is. No, I don't. And that's a whole different podcast, you guys. But when we're talking about things, again, such as organic or clean, people's budgets don't always allow for those things. And secondly, the biggest part of why I'm saying this is because it takes the joy out of your eating, and it makes your plan hard to stick with. So if you follow that 80-20 rule, is what I always recommend. That's what I do. 80% of the foods that you eat are whole, good quality, whole foods. Things I always say that either walked on the earth at some point or grew from the earth. And then 20% of it, let it be the fun things that you enjoy. If you're eating a yogurt and you want to add some chocolate chips to it or crushed up cookies, you guys, that's okay. That gives you joy in your food, and it makes your plan sustainable. So just remember that everything that you eat doesn't have to be completely clean, organic, all of those things. It, you know, you're allowed to have that little bit of wiggle room so that your plan is sustainable and you can enjoy it. Let's see. The next one I have on here, I know a lot of people fall in this category. Well, the next two, they kind of go together. So having a really good plan for the week, so like Monday through Friday, most of us are very structured. We have a work schedule that, you know, most people don't have, like a varying work schedule. It's, I would say the majority of people have like a 9 to 5, 8 to 5, something like that. So Monday through Friday, it's pretty easy to stick with a plan because it's built around like your work schedule. It's easy. But then the weekend comes and we don't have a plan and things can go awry. So it's easier to, without a plan, it's easier to miss a workout or not schedule a workout or eat really badly and do that the whole weekend versus just one meal or not at all. So having a plan on the weekend I hate to keep saying staying on track, but as far as not killing your progress and not letting that, you know, fall through the cracks and starting over again on Monday, that's key. So having something thought out for the weekend, whether it's you're going to calorie cycle so that you know that Saturday and Sunday, you're going to give yourself some extra calories so you can enjoy eating out with your family or date night or a glass of wine. But again, you have to plan for those things. So having the plan for the weekend, instead of just Monday through Friday and trying to wing it on the weekend, that I promise you that never works out. So that segues into the next one, which is having weekly cheat meals. I hate the term cheat meals anyways, because it implies that you're doing something wrong. So we'll say like higher calorie meals. But the problem with this when you are in a dieting phase is if you're having untracked meals on the weekends or untracked days, it is very hard to know that you're still in a calorie deficit. And when you're having those meals like that, they are more than likely more calorie dense. You're likely having alcohol. So drinking, you know, there's empty calories. So the likelihood of being in a calorie deficit is slim to none. It's more like your weekly average is going to be at maintenance, and it could even be a surplus. So this will absolutely kill your progress because it will halt everything as far as weight loss goes. You'll pause and then you'll just keep spinning your wheels. So I definitely do not recommend having untracked or cheat meals at any point during a dieting phase. So this next one falls right in line with the other two in terms of the weekends and starting over. So it's if you go over your calories in one meal, you typically, you know, this is the old like saying, if you get one flat tire, you're not going to slash the other three. But this is that like mindset where you go over your calories in one meal and then you're like, oh, I've already went over my calories in one meal. I'm just going to, the rest of the day is shot. And then a lot of times for some people, this will even turn into like a whole thing. So like if they do this on like a Friday, they'll just let their whole weekend go and then they start over on Monday. And so it's, even if it's not even on a Friday, I used to be the person that this would happen midweek and I'm like, my week's already shot. I'm just going to start over on Monday. And I know Mondays start the week or Sundays or whatever that is. And we all get that in our head where we're just going to start over on, you know, the start of the week. You guys, it doesn't have to be a Monday or a Sunday or the start of the week. You can make a better decision at your next meal, the next morning, whatever that looks like. So don't let one meal that it, whether it was unplanned or it was planned and you ate more than, you know, you'd planned to calorie wise, that's okay. Don't let the rest of the day or the week suffer because you think that you blew it and you're just going to wait and start over. That literally makes no sense, but we all do it. I've done it. I used to do it for years. But again, if you think about it, you're like, it makes zero sense. You are just like chasing a problem with another problem. So you don't have to start over on Monday. You can make the better, you know, a better decision at your next meal. The next morning, you know, again, the weekends, these last three that I mentioned, I feel like that's where a lot of us, I know speaking for myself, we'll find ourselves. There's probably a ton of you that are like, yep, that's me. I feel very seen right now in one of those last three, or maybe all of the last three that I just read, because they all kind of go together. The next one I have on here is not looking beyond the scale. So only using the scale, like that is your only unit of measure for progress. So if you're not seeing the scale go down, you think that what you're doing is not working because you're not tracking anything else. Yes, we want to use the scale as a unit of measure when we're talking about weight loss and fat loss. I do recommend weighing yourself regularly. I weigh pretty much every morning and I use the weekly average and I track that week over week and month over month. That's the most accurate way to do it. If you're somebody who only weighs once a week, you're putting a lot of significance on that one weigh-in and it can be terrifying and it can make you dread it and it's just crazy. So I feel like if you weigh in more regularly, you're going to see that it's more accurate because you're seeing the trends, the highs and the lows. You're able to track things around, like for women, for example, your periods. You're able to track when you come back off of vacation and see where that's at, or if you add any kind of supplements or you're on medicine. I know antibiotics can cause water retention, things like that. So it is helpful to weigh yourself regularly so that you're able to know those things and you can make more informed decisions when you need to like cut calories or add cardio or make adjustments to your plan. So yes, the scale is a great tool. It's very important and you should use it. However, it should not be the only thing that you're using. So when we're talking about fat loss specifically, especially for people that are new to weight training, your body can recomp very easily. So what that means is you can lose fat and build muscle simultaneously when you are new to weight training. That stimulus is so new and the novelty is so great that you're able to do that while in a calorie deficit. So if you're someone that is in that position and you're new to weight training, you could literally be adding muscle, but also losing fat. So visibly, you can look smaller. Your clothes are going to fit better, fit looser even. You're going to look tighter and more lean and more toned. And then your measurements will even be smaller because muscle occupies less space on the body because it's more dense. But your weight might be exactly the same. So this is why it's so important to not just use the scale, because you could be not seeing, you know, and even though it's visible, you could be so blinded by not seeing the scale go down that you're like missing the forest for the trees kind of thing. So definitely utilize photos. I would say weekly, bi-weekly, weekly or bi-weekly progress pictures. Make sure to take like the same poses, same lighting, same outfit if you can. Look at how your clothes are fitting. Look at measurements. Those are all really great indicators of progress outside of the scale, but also I still recommend using the scale. But if you're not using those other things, like I said, it could absolutely kill your progress because you can feel defeated and either want to give up or do something crazy like slash calories so low that it's hard to stay consistent with your plan. And then you start doing that yo-yo thing and spinning your wheels. And so then again, you've absolutely killed your progress for no reason because it likely was working. So I think that is all I have on my list. I'm trying to make sure that I didn't miss any. The other one that I had on here, and this would be for people that aren't really tracking their food intake, but it's that you think that you can out-exercise or burn off like a bad diet. So you're not tracking anything and maybe you're eating terrible and you're like, oh, I can just do extra cardio and burn that off. And having that mindset is so toxic anyways, because then it's like that, it makes you almost think of like exercise as, how am I trying to say this? Like food, it gives you a negative relationship with exercise and food because you are using exercise to burn off calories from food that you might say is like a bad food. I'm eating this bad food, so now I have to do extra cardio as punishment. And so it's just crazy when we do that because, again, it can cause this cycle where we're viewing food and exercise in a negative way. But you're never going to be able to out-exercise a bad diet. You can consume 500 to 1,000 calories in minutes. Do you know how long it will take you to burn that off? A long time. And you shouldn't think of it that way. So anyhow, that was the last one I had on here. So I know, like I said, that this, it almost, I hope it didn't come across as like, in a negative way. It was more, I hope that if you find yourself in one of these, it's more of a light bulb moment like, oh crap, I didn't realize that I did that. I need to be more aware of, having some structure to my weekends, or it's silly that I'm thinking I need to wait till Monday to start over, or whatever that might be. Again, you guys, it's easy for me to rattle these off because I have literally done all of these things. All of them, and for years on end. But anyhow, I hope y'all have an amazing weekend. I appreciate you being here. The supplement sale, just that quick reminder, it ends this weekend, and that will be linked in the description. But I will talk to you guys next Friday, and I hope you have an amazing weekend. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Radio. If you enjoyed the episode or found value in it, could you do me two quick favors? One, take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tag me in it so I can say thanks. And two, could you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes? It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.